first, I think we need to start with what the issue is with cyber war. And the biggest issue right now is that we have every country that's capable of offensive cyber capabilities building up those capabilities in the dark right now. And that includes us. So it's like we're all building a bunch of weapons and nobody's really talking about how you can actually use those weapons, what's legitimate, what's not.
We don't know what we know, and there's a lot not to know.
Exactly. So we're proposing that, you know, the U.S. has been standing on the sidelines of this issue for a long time, with the recent stand-up of Cyber Command, with recent comments out of different people in the administration that they'd be open to some kind of international agreement on offensive cyber capabilities. We thought that the U.S. Should take the lead on this issue and host a cybersecurity summit modeled kind of off of the nuclear security summit that happened earlier this year, where there was a lot of success in getting 40-plus countries together and agree on the next steps in the nuclear realm.
And there's been so much legislation that has been going on both in the Senate and the House. I think at one point there were almost 50 bills that were being discussed in some form or fashion. But a lot of those, almost all of them, focused on defense rather than, how do we mitigate this?
Yeah, that's exactly right. There were a number of bills. It finally narrowed down to three or four bills in the Senate and a few competing bills in the House. But yeah, those are all about how can we spend more money to defend the country, which are all vital things that we need to take care of. But you're right, no one was looking at how can we just maybe prevent an attack in the first place. There was one bill that Senators Kerry and Gillibrand put out, which had a good start to this idea, which was to make an ambassador-level post in the State Department to coordinate all of our international diplomatic cybersecurity work.
We're talking to Kyle Spector. He's a policy advisor at the National Security Program for the think tank, The Third Way. One of the things you also write about is that, you know, with the Cold War, we had mutually assured destruction, and that sort of kept everyone on the same thinking about it. That doesn't really work in the cyber world.
No, it doesn't. So much of what's going on is masked. And, you know, obviously if there are attacks, if there are intrusions, it takes forever to figure out who does them. Contrast that to the mutually assured destruction paradigm in the Cold War, when if somebody was building nuclear weapons, you could figure it out. If somebody was testing them, you could figure it out. If somebody was launching one, you would be able to figure it out. We just don't have that kind of certainty here in the cyber realm. So one of the ways to try to build that certainty is to try to work towards agreements on what constitutes legitimate action in the cyber realm. Constitutes a way of what kind of regime could you build to try to determine where these attacks are coming from.
But it seems like one of the challenges is there's a lot of, for lack of a better term, bad people, bad guys, and they don't want to be part of any policy. And they frankly, my sense is, like being able to sort of run amok.
That's true. But on the other hand, one of the things that you could build in is the fact that in order to accomplish any of these attacks, they're going to have to come from somewhere. They're going to have to come from one of the advanced networks that exist. So if you get the countries that have the most capability and have these advanced networks, if we get Western Europe together, Eastern Europe, Russia, China, Israel, the U.S., Canada, and agree on what kind of cooperation has to happen after an attack, what kind of cooperation has to happen before an attack, a lot of this is about prevention. A lot of it is about closing the space in cyberspace that the bad guys, the thugs, as you put it, have room to act in.
Yeah. Part of what you write about is that there is a lot that meaning mostly the folks who are using the internet for good purposes, there's a lot that folks agree on.
Yeah, that's true. There is wide areas of agreement, and right now we're seeing kind of a consensus that we have shared interests here. We're seeing Russia talk about wanting to get into some kind of international treaty. We're seeing discussions at the UN that were actually signed on by the biggest cyber powers, the US, China, Israel, Russia, France, the UK, to further discussions and to try to come up with some kind of agreement. So I think everybody's realizing that they know what kind of things that they're doing, they know what their militaries are capable of, and everyone is scared that another military is more capable than them. So there is kind of a growing consensus, and just maybe in the last year or so, that this is kind of the direction that we need to go in.
So what would you hope would come out of this cyber summit?
Yeah, I think the first thing is that just having the summit as a diplomatic tool gets everybody together and gives them a deadline to start working towards what are the first topics of agreement. And then out of the summit, you know, you'd like to see some kind of statement that all these big powers sign on to agree to hammer out all the issues by a certain time period. What that time period is, a year, 2 years, 5 years, it wouldn't make a big difference as long as everyone starts to get on the same page as to what the agenda is. I think we saw that similarly in the nuclear summit earlier this year, some successes in saying within X number of years we're going to secure all the loose nuclear material. I'd like to see something out of a cybersecurity summit like that, that within a certain time period we're going to agree to do this. If they reach the goal, that's good. If they get to working on the goal, that's also good, because part of the preventative nature of this is just getting people talking and cooperating and getting our cyber guys connected with their cyber guys and making sure that we understand what are actual threats and what might look like threats that aren't, so that we can be communicating about that.
I hate the term dialogue, but starting the dialogue, starting discussions, starting talking.
Yeah, I think that's a key step.
And so out of this first kind of thing, so often, you know, with the traditional summits, people go, oh, yeah, but nothing came out of it. Oftentimes what comes out of it is a discussion, a framework of where we can talk when issues arise. Now we know we have the other person's phone numbers and we've met and seen each other and at least exchanged some kind of information. It's building that relationship in some form or fashion.
Right. And to contrast it again with the Nuclear Security Summit, this is the Nuclear Security Summit was almost a lot easier because issues around proliferation have been around forever, at least since the creation of nuclear weapons. This is a very new realm. And so one of the things is a lot of countries are talking about different things, too. They don't use the same terminology even to talk about what's going on in the cyber realm, in warfare and espionage. So part of it is just even getting some of those definitions out and saying this is what we're talking about. This is what we're not talking about. And one of the things, too, is that we obviously don't want to get in a situation where we're saying we're all going to agree to not do anything and leave ourselves open to attack.
Right.
But on the other hand, we do want to agree not to do certain things so that we can get other countries to agree to not do those same things.
But it's also, this is just the beginning. Eventually, you do want some kind of accords that almost say, hold on, much like we do for regular warfare, this is inbounds, this is out of bounds.
Right, and I think that'll give us a clear picture of when if there is an attack, if there is an intrusion, if there is espionage, what are the appropriate ways of responding? You know, General Alexander, Keith Alexander, is now heading U.S. Cybersecurity, U.S. Cyber Command, excuse me, and the National Security Agency, recently said that they don't have any protocol for how to respond if they saw an attack and they saw it was coming from a certain place. They don't have any rules right now about what to do about that. And I think that uncertainty right now is one of the most dangerous things about the cyber realm, more so than our actual ability to attack or be attacked.